This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Police in South Africa have shot and killed 34 workers at a platinum mine. It's a reminder that our precious metals come from some pretty unstable places. A dispute between two feuding unions at the mine turned against police, who opened fire. In itself, the event is not a huge shock to global supply, but platinum prices are rising. Peter Major is a mining consultant with KD's Corporate Solutions. He's in Cape Town, South Africa. Hello.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Platinum prices are rising on global markets today. That would be expected. Is this something consumers or other industries in the West, say, are going to feel?
Well, they'll feel it if it stays here or if it keeps on going up. But I think most of the West has gotten used to falling platinum prices. And overall, platinum's gone flat in dollar terms for about the last 5 years. So this little $50 rise we've had in the last day, they're not even going to notice that.
These riots resulted from labor unrest. And as you said, the price of platinum has been down lately. Is the global market for platinum putting some kind of pressure that's maybe causing problems back at the mines?
Yes, you're exactly right. It's global. It's global offtake. And platinum is a very reusable commodity. So auto catalysts are being recycled. Jewelry is a very large component, maybe 35%.
Mm-hmm.
But people stop buying platinum jewelry when it gets up to $1,800, $2,000 an ounce. And palladium has made big dents into the platinum jewelry market. And basically, the growth in platinum offtake hasn't kept up with the supply.
That makes me wonder if this is a one-off event or if we can expect more trouble, maybe more violence ahead.
Look, on the violent side, we hate to say there's more due, but there's an underlying current going here because the platinum miners are used to double-digit wage increases for the last 10 years, and the mines could pay that because they were getting 15-20% increases in the platinum price for the last 10 years. But now, the last few years, with the platinum price going flat, the mines cannot continue paying 10, 11, 12, 13% wage increases. So that's not going to sit well with the rest of labor force.
Mining consultant Peter Major, great to talk with you. Thanks.
Very welcome.